It just really stretched it out a lot. When he's talking about his back. And then he also said, so it'll be a long week, just trying to get recovered and get to feeling better for next week. But all right. That's what Erik Jones had to say. So, yeah, that's going to wrap it up for news for the NASCAR Cup Series at Talladega Super Speedway. Moving on to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach yesterday. What a race. That was an incredible race. One of the best drives I've ever seen in my entire life by Scott Dixon. Picked up his 57th career win in the NTT IndyCar Series. Wow. I just have to say, wow, I don't know how he pulled it off. I have no idea how he pulled that strategy off. I really don't, which we'll dive later into after I get through these results here. But
careful movements in training.
Yeah, props to Chip Ganassi Racing and Scott Dixon. What a drive.
Plus some talent.
Exactly. Scott Dixon picking up the win. Second, Colton Herta. Third, Alex Palou. So Chip Ganassi won 3. Fourth, Joseph Newgarden, which I mean, he had a great result, but disappointed that he finished fourth. Still leading the championship, but we'll dive into Weimel. Big Nelly's a little salty. Fifth, Marcus Ericsson. Sixth, Will Power. Seventh, Kyle Kirkwood. Eighth, Roman Grosjean. Ninth, Felix Rosenqvist. And then 10th was Alexander Rossi after being tagged from behind by teammate Pato O'Ward in the early goings of the race. And shout out to Theo Pourchaer. Great result for him, finishing 11th in his first NTT IndyCar Series race. F2 champion. A great result for him after Arrow McLaren struggled a lot this weekend. Especially, they looked very fast in opening practices, but once qualifying came and they got into the race, the team struggled. 16th, Pato O'Ward. 17th, Graham Rahal. He had a great result going. He was on the Type A strategy with Scott Dixon and Will Power, and he had a slow pit stop, and there goes your top 10 result. Moving on through the field here. Rough days for especially the Rahal Letterman Lanigan team. Christian Lundgaard finishing 23rd. Pietro Fittipaldi finishing 24th. That team struggling in the early goings of the season. We're only two races in, but 23rd, 24th for Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing is not great. 26th, Scott McLaughlin. That was a really rough result. He was second going into this race in the championship. I believe he fell all the way to 10th place after that rough result. That'll do it to you. But we are early in the season. And then finishing last was Christian Rasmussen in 27th, which he wrecked out of the race, but it was a really pivotal point in the race on how Scott Dixon got the lead. So, yeah. But it was pretty insane. The race was going pretty well until Christian Rasmussen wrecked out of the race on lap 16 and resulted in two strategies being the name of the game here at Long Beach. And Will Power, Scott Dixon had pitted. Those are two of the notable cars that pitted during the strategy. Came in and four tires, fuel, went back out. And then Joseph Newgarden, Colton Herta, and Alex Palou, and a couple other drivers were on the Type B strategy, which was they were going to pit later in the race, and then they were going to have – they were essentially doing the undercut, I'm pretty sure, on – is it overcut or undercut? I'm trying to think here. I believe they were doing the overcut. They were doing the overcut on Scott Dixon and Will Power by pitting later, and then they were going to have faster tires and more fuel to go chase down Will Power and Scott Dixon to go get the win. And, well, Scott Dixon, with the fuel mileage ability, that's six-time champion, Indianapolis 500 champion, and multiple race wins. 57, for crying out loud, people. 57. Incredible. And he is 43 years old and still doing this. Unbelievable. This is just surreal. It truly is. For 43 years old, people will be like, "Yo, Scott Dixon's going to be out of his prime. He's like, he's going to be done. Like, it's time to pass the torch over to Alex Palou." And, you know, no, it's not happening. Scott Dixon is not going anywhere anytime, folks. He has still got it. And
I mean, heck, Rocky came out of retirement in his 50s and still almost won the championship back.
See, look, I mean.
Just saying, like.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was literally a split decision for him.
Yeah.
Then he beat cancer. I mean, like.
You're talking about Rocky and racing.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
yeah,
like.
Christian Rasmussen's wreck involved a Jack Harvey going into turn 11. Jack Harvey ran in the back of him and caused him to. Well, once Christian Rasmussen spun, then. And Jack Harvey ran into the back of him. Christian Rasmussen's day was over.
Yeah, one mistake in those cars. The day's just done. Like, you're done.
Exactly.
Most of the time.
But, yeah.
Going way too fast, and they're way too fragile to.
So,
anyways.
Once they pitted, Newgarden took the lead. Erickson, Herta, and Palou were all in the same strategy as Will Power and Scott Dixon had pitted. And we're going in later in the race. They finally pit, and that gives Scott Dixon, Will Power, they're all back in front of those cars that had just pitted, but they're in fuel save mode. And by lap 66, Newgarden had cut the lead to Scott Dixon to 2.8 seconds, who was in fuel save mode and not utilizing his push to pass, which Newgarden was. Excuse me. And then we're getting with 17 laps to go. The gap decreased to 1 second, and it's just going to get slower and slower and slower and smaller and smaller and smaller. And by 13 laps to go, Joseph Newgarden was on the rear wing of Scott Dixon, and Colton Herta and Alex Palou were catching those two drivers. And then with 12 laps to go, Newgarden had cut the lead down to 0.4 seconds. But Colton Herta was on the charge, who had ate up 2 seconds of the gap between him and Newgarden. And then Scott Dixon and Joseph Newgarden were closing in on traffic with 10 laps to go, with drivers in the way of Kiffin Simpson, Stingray Robb, and Santino Ferrucci. And the traffic got those drivers closer together that bunched the field up. And so it became a four-car battle. Oof. And we're closing in on 9 laps to go. And Newgarden was coming slow out of the hairpin in turn 11, and then Colton Herta made contact with the rear of his car, which at the back of the Indy cars on the rear, they have a anti-stall. So he ran right back in the anti-stall area. It stalled out Joseph Newgarden's car. Had he engaged the clutch, he fell back to fourth. And he's basically sitting duck after that because he had no push to pass left. His tires were not well managed after that point because he had tried to close the gap on Scott Dixon. He had to get around all that lap traffic. And Joseph Newgarden was like the Roadrunner and the Coyote. He was flying. He was flying hard like the Roadrunner. Exactly. But he had the bad luck like the Coyote. So got tagged from behind, and he went into anti-stall mode, which ruined his chances of winning at Long Beach, but still a great result for him. Colton Herta came over the radio and said, "Newgarden just stopped in the middle of the corner." So, yeah. But
yeah, that's not good. No. Although, it's kind of ironic how when you hit the anti-stall, it makes the car stall.
Yeah, it's crazy. Why
would you put that in a spot where other people can hit it, is my question.
Well, hopefully IndyCar will be coming out with some new chassis and a new car.
Yeah.
We don't know when that's going to happen. A lot of fans are hoping any day now that IndyCar releases a new car, but yeah, so.
Well, I mean, any day now, we're kind of waiting for them to, you know, make sure a name stays a name.
Yeah, Tim Cindric, the race engineer for Joseph Newgarden, was very upset with Colton Herta. So was Joseph Newgarden. They wanted Colton Herta to be penalized for running in the back of him, but it's a racing incident. It's coming out of turn 11. It's a slow hairpin. But what was... Pato Ward was penalized for running in the back of Alexander Rossi and causing his anti-stall, but Pato Ward could have prevented running in the back of Alexander Rossi. There are two different parts of the racetrack where those incidents occurred. Pato Ward running in the back of Alexander Rossi was near the water fountain area of the racetrack, and it's kind of a fast and slow section, which Pato Ward could have prevented and got on the brakes. But Colton Herta he misjudged the corner, ran in the back of Joseph Newgarden. It happens. It's racing. So, but that really sums up the race at Long Beach for the NTT IndyCar Series. We have a interview on IndyCar on NBC with Marty Snyder and Scott Dixon, which we're going to turn over to them. And Scott Dixon is going to discuss how the race went for him, and we'll come back on here and we'll discuss our thoughts.
What an amazing win. I guess my question is, how?
That was tough. That was real tough. Honestly, I didn't think we were going to make it. They kept giving me a number and it just wasn't getting... I was close, but not enough. So luckily we were on the safe side there, but huge credit to everybody on the PNC Bank number 9. Obviously can't thank Honda enough. Home race here at the Acura Grand Prix, all the Honda employees here. And today was really fun driving my Honda. So hopefully we can keep doing this year, but it was huge.
So to that point, as Chip Ganassi comes in for a hug, that one deserves a celebration. To that point, Scott, how many times did you say there's no way this is going to happen?
Joseph was coming strong, and I was kind of unsure how he was going to be once he got behind us. But I also knew that he'd been burning the tires off too. But Chip came on, he's like, just go for it, man. And I was like, I'm going to try. But so cool. Obviously, you have Bill Demchak here too from PMC. So huge event. I've got to say hi to everybody back home in New Zealand and in the UK, Emma and the kids. And obviously, this one I'm going to dedicate to Sir Colin Giltrap. Obviously, help him start my career. We lost him this week, unfortunately. But huge thank you to him and all the support back home.
Yeah, Diff mentioned that, and we can tell the emotion in your voice. You've had some amazing runs in your career, saving fuel, making lap time. Where does this one rank for you? Is it at the top?
Well,
of difficulty.
It was way up there, man, because the stress level was high. You know, those guys were coming fast and strong. Obviously, I think we were kind of off by a lap or two of making it easy. I think other fuel races I've done have had it under control for the whole stint, but I saw Joseph coming. I was like, man, this is going to be really tough. And I don't know what happened there, but I knew Colton was going to be strong. And last two laps, team came on, said, so just go for it. We got plenty of fuel, and away we went, man.
And was the burnout just kind of a show-off? I've got a little bit more.
Yeah, we made it back to the pits, man. We had loads left.
And that is the interview with Marty Snyder and Scott Dixon from IndyCar on NBC. Yeah, even Scott Dixon knew that Joseph Newgarden was flying and was going to have an opportunity of passing him, but Newgarden's tires definitely was a concern with the wear of trying to navigate through traffic. And, he was on that push-to-pass button. He was spamming that push-to-pass button and holding it down to try to catch up to Scott Dixon. But, yeah, what a race. What a result for Scott Dixon and that team with Chip Ganassi Racing. But once Newgarden got tagged from behind by Colton Herta, that gave Scott Dixon the breathing room he needed. His lead went to over a second, and the team came on the radio and said, hey, bud.
Let's go.
You just go for it. You save enough fuel. You have enough breathing room. Fly away and say goodbye-bye to The rest of the field, 43 years old, still doing Scott Dixon things, putting championship races together.
And burning out.
And he did a burnout to celebrate after he had saved all of that fuel. It's just so surreal. I'm going to go over the championship standings here of the top 10, the NTT IndyCar Series. First, Joseph Newgarden. He leads Scott Dixon by 12 points in second place. Third, Colton Herta. Fourth, Alex Blow. Fifth, Will Power. Sixth, Pato O'Ward. Seventh, Felix Rosenquist. Great result in the championship for him and that Meyer-Shank Racing Group, looking very competitive this season. Picked up Meyer-Shank Racing's first career pole in the NTT IndyCar Series on Saturday. Eighth, Kyle Kirkwood. Ninth, Alexander Rossi, recovering to a great finish after the contact early with Pato O'Ward. And then 10th, this is in the championship, I'm sorry. Ninth, Alexander Rossi, and 10th, Scott McLaughlin is your top 10 in the NTT IndyCar Series. You are listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. It is currently 8:21 a.m.
Might have been a little late on that one.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm going to go over the top 10 results from the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Jesse Love, Jeremiah, you and I have talked that Jesse Love is going to be a future star in NASCAR, a future champion of the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Hopefully in his career, once he gets the NASCAR Cup Series, future race winner, future champion. We think this kid has got the potential to be great in NASCAR. Picked up his first career win at Talladega Super Speedway. Finally, he had sat on so many poles this season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, just couldn't get it together. He just could not get it together and get the results he needed to capture that first win. Second, Riley Herbst. Third, Anthony Alfredo. Great result for him. Like we mentioned, he had a great result in the NASCAR Cup Series race. Fourth, Leland Honeyman. Fifth, Brendan Poole. Sixth, Sheldon Creed. Seventh, Cesar Baccarella. Eighth, Matt DiBenedetto. Ninth, Jeb Burton. And 10th, Cole Custer. Also like to mention that 12th was Haley Deegan, breaking her best career finish in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, was 13th at Las Vegas, finishing 12th, is now her best career finish in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So congratulations to Haley Deegan. So that's a great result for her.
Keep it up.
Yep. We're going to go over the results from the Chinese Grand Prix at Shanghai International Circuit for Formula One. First, Max Verstappen. Second, Lando Norris splitting the two Red Bulls. Great result for McLaren after the struggles with IndyCar. And that this was before the IndyCar race, but just a great result for the McLaren Formula One team with Lando Norris. Third, Sergio Perez. Fourth, Charles Leclerc. Fifth, Carlos Sainz. Ferrari struggled during the Chinese Grand Prix. To have that McLaren is outfinished the two Ferraris brings I'd bring some concern, but we are early in the season. Sixth, George Russell. Seventh, Fernando Alonso. Eighth, Oscar Piastri. Ninth, Lewis Hamilton. And 10th, Nico Hülkenberg. Mercedes struggling. Fernando Alonso looked very quick in the opening laps of the race in the Chinese Grand Prix, but used those tires up trying to pass Max Verstappen. And then a great result for the Haas driver, Nico Hülkenberg, picking up a point for the American team. So, yeah, great result for that group. We're going to fast forward to the upcoming races for NASCAR, IndyCar, and Formula One. The NASCAR Cup Series will be heading to Dover International Speedway next Sunday, April 28th. You can watch this race at 2 p.m. Should be on Fox. Should be a great race from Dover. And then also, IndyCar is back next Sunday. So it's awesome that NASCAR and IndyCar are racing on the same day, same weekend. It is absolutely spectacular. I love it. Brings me great joy to have the most competitive series in racing, and then you also have NASCAR Cup Series racing. I mean, you're watching two races on the same day. I mean, I was watching the NASCAR Cup Series race yesterday in my room on my TV, and then I had my phone pulled up on YouTube TV watching the IndyCar race. So, prepping for the show, watching both
ADHD
races.
ADHD Central.
I know. Big Nelly knows how to turn up for these next. I'm just kidding. Big Nelly knows how to prepare for these races and
prep. He knows how to party.
He knows how to party and get ready.
Myself, and I.
Exactly. It is really me, myself, and I when watching these races and just having a good time.
One is the loneliest number.
But, yeah, the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix will be April 28th. You can watch this on NBC, and it'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And then the NASCAR Xfinity Series will be at Dover International Speedway. This race will occur Saturday, April 27th at 1:30 p.m. And then Formula One won't be racing until May 5th. That'll be a Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. You can watch it on ESPN from Miami International Autodrome. So they'll be heading back to the States for a race in Miami. And the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series don't return to the track until Saturday, May 4th, 8 o'clock p.m. at Kansas Speedway. So it's going to be the NASCAR Xfinity Series and NASCAR Cup Series, bringing you all of the coverage from the NASCAR side of things. And then IndyCar and Formula One will continue to race. Formula One doesn't pick up until May, but IndyCar will still be racing. If you're a Formula One fan and have not seen IndyCar, and they're not going to be racing till May 5th, do me a favor, people. Flip your channel to the NTT IndyCar series and watch the most competitive open-wheel racing series in the world. Do battle at the Barber Motorsports Park for the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. That's all I have to say. But, yeah.
Pretty close. Pretty similar.
Yeah.
Pretty similar.
Mr. Penrod, that's going to wrap it up for today, buddy.
Oof, we're getting done early again.
Yeah. I think you're proud of me. I think he's real proud of me.
I'm just happy I don't have to have a short show.
Exactly. But, yeah, that is going to wrap it up. I'd like to thank Mr. Penrod for always being part of the show. He does such a great job providing his insight, especially his love for Talladega Super Speedway.
Talladega.
that is his favorite track. So, and his passion for IndyCar updating the chassis.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
I got you up.
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
Talladega?
Yeah, we will do that.
All right.
We are going to queue up Talladega right here. Let's pull that up, buddy.
We'll use that as the outro.
Yeah. We'll do that. That'll be the outro song. I'm going to queue up the outro actually right now, folks. I'm sorry. Big Nelly does not have his stuff together at the moment. We are working on it, guys. We are working really hard on getting this all together. And let's do this thing, people. Let's do it. So I'm going to cue up that famous outro that Big Slammer made. Miss you, buddy. Thank you for all your hard work you did here at WBG during my junior year of high school. Miss you, buddy. But, yeah, let's do this thing. Thank you guys for listening to the All Gas and No Brakes radio show. The All Gas and No Brakes radio show is on every Monday morning from 7:45 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. only on Indy's Giant 90.9. For Jeremiah Penrod, I'm your host, Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. We'll see you guys in the next episode. I hope everyone has a spectacular, amazing, and has such a fantastic day on this Monday. We'll see you guys later in the next episode. Peace out.